Welcome to Uncle Sam's Black Nephew Podcast. It's your boy, Drago, and I'm here with another episode. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to my first episode. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. Thank y'all. I hope y'all continue to listen because this shit not going to stop. It's going to keep coming at you. Nothing but wisdom. What? Nothing but knowledge. I'm here. I was sitting here for a purpose, and I make sure I'm going to fulfill my purpose. Best believe it. Today, we're going to be talking about haters. Hater Ray. Your refrigerator got to be filled up with Hater Ray. Hater Ray. It's like Gatorade. It fuels your drive. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for my haters. Haters are so important to have. Because if I didn't know that I was doing something right, then I wouldn't have haters. You know, they only hate on you if you progress. If you ain't making no progress, they have no reason to hate on you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I grew up with a lot of haters in my life. For a long time, I tried to do anything possible for them to accept me. I didn't understand why they didn't accept me either. I didn't understand why they didn't like me. Over time, I had to find out they didn't like me because I was different. I was different. So for a long time, I was scared to be different. So I tried to blend in with the crowd so I wouldn't be seen. You know, and that shit didn't work because I was unhappy with myself. Even though I was unhappy with myself, I still tried to be something that I'm not. Then that created a lot of turmoil in my life, and which I had to overcome by accepting myself and knowing that I was different from everyone else. So there was a time that I was in high school, and I remember I was just walking down the hallway, and there was a group of guys, and they passed by me, and the dude was like, you know, I don't like that cat, you know, I don't like him, I don't like the way he walks, you know. And as I passed by, and I thought to myself, like, damn, you don't like the way I walk. I don't even know you. You know, you already hating on me by the way I walk and the way I talk. Like, damn. Well, to this day, I still walk the same. Matter of fact, I kill my walk. I walk so damn good, it don't make no damn sense. I want to make sure that he's still hating on my walk, my talk, the way I speak, the way I address people, the way I dress. Keep on hating because this is me, baby. It's always going to be me. Because of my haters, let me know that I was not like them. I was different. And that's okay. And at the end of the day, most prophets are different. Moses, Dr. King, Malcolm X, Nat Turner, Tupac, David, Nipsey, Obama, King David was one of my favorite. The item read, he's one of my favorite. His own brother tried to kill him just because they didn't like him. Your own family. And some people have experienced that. Their own family didn't even like them because they are who they are. You know, you're you. They didn't like you because you're you. And with King David, he had a dream. He told them that he would be king. He told them. Brothers hated him because he dreamed and told his dream. And then, so he spoke and it spoke into existence. So it happened. He became king. I mean, that's some cold ass shit for me to let me know. I mean, that's some real cold shit. You speak it into existence, so it happened. I remember, story time, time for a story. I remember when I was in high school. High school was definitely rough for me. And I was in the cafeteria, and a dude, not the same group of dudes, but a different group of dudes, they came to me and they was like, you know, my people's over there. They want to get at you. Like, what? Who? You know, they showed me the dude. He was taller than me, longer than me. He had, definitely had reach to me, you know. And they was like, you know, he wants to fight you. I'm like, why he want to fight me? Because he didn't like me. Well, I'm not going to fight you because you don't like me. I have nothing against you. Nothing, you know, I ain't got nothing but love for you. I'm not going to fight you. So I walked away from the fight. I walked out of school. And I got made fun of because of it. You know, a lot of haters, they didn't understand, you know, it's high school. And so I got made fun of, you know, called a punk and everything. My pride and my ego started getting away. And, you know, at that point in time, I had to prove that I am somebody and not just somebody that walked away. But at that time, you know, I didn't know that I was making a wise decision. It was just happening. Not giving somebody the satisfaction of a fight because they didn't like me. I wasn't going to put myself in physical harm just because somebody didn't like me. I don't know, to this day, he still don't like me. I don't know. But I just wonder, if I did fight and gave her the satisfaction, what would that change? What have I learned from that experience? I probably wouldn't learn nothing. Probably wouldn't learn nothing. Probably just, it would just be a pride thing. And, you know, I have learned that sometimes you got to put your pride on the shelf for you to grow. And that was the time that I put my pride on the shelf for me to grow. But I didn't know I was growing at that time. So haters will help you grow only if you grow on your own. Because no lie, haters can hurt you. Haters can. It's real. The pain is real. You can feel the hurt. You can feel the depression. That's why kids nowadays shooting up school. That's why we killing everybody. The babies are killing the babies. Because the mental illness is real. It's a real thing. If you do deal with it, it's good advice to go seek and get medical attention. And don't let people judge you because you are. It's not good to let people control the outcome of your life. Only you can do that. Use the haters as a stepping stool to get to something that's greater. It is poem time. It's time for another poem. At the end of every episode, I'm going to read a poem just to match the subject that we're talking about and what we discuss. So, I hope y'all enjoy. People will hate you just because. People will hate you because you love. The hate in their veins will make their bones bitter. They will lose their heart, which will make you a winner. Yours will be filled with sunshine while theirs be cold as winter. So live your life and don't be a pretender. Thank y'all for tuning in for my podcast. Thank y'all for the love. Thank y'all for support. Thank y'all so much. Have a blessed day.